10.3.
The dedicated parents of an 8-year-old boy, who had been suffering from a blood disorder so rare that it doesn't even have a name, have amazed doctors by finding a cure for him. Dexter Austin Brown's illness had been likened to living with a permanent hangover, but after a period of painstaking research, his parents, Stephen and Anne, discovered that the condition could be relieved with the aid of ordinary dietary protein supplements. Incredibly, doctors now believe that the treatment could also prove to be a breakthrough for sufferers of cancer and other diseases, and have commissioned official research. Before being treated, Dexter had required regular painful blood transfusions because of his low red blood cell count. As he was growing up, his immune system was so weak that he often suffered from ailments such as asthma and eczema. He was weak, frequently fatigued, and struggled with speech. In terms of his all-round development, he was at least a year and a half behind other children. His heart was having to work much harder to compensate, leaving him vulnerable to heart attacks. After countless tests, his parents were informed that there was nothing doctors could do to help their son. This did not deter them, however, and they turned to the internet in a hunt for alternative therapies. They toyed with the idea of acupuncture before coming across nutritional consultant Richard Wright. Mr. Wright discovered Dexter suffered from a shortage of vital proteins in his body. He was thus put on a special diet of additional dietary supplements, which cost around £10,000 a year. The new diet has been incredibly successful. His last blood count revealed an average number of red cells, and his height has shot up. Mr. Austin Brown, a teacher, said,
"We're obviously delighted about the result of all our hard work, though I have to say it's no thanks to many in the medical profession. The doctors can't have considered Dexter's condition as thoroughly as they should have done, and they clearly should have looked into other options themselves. But having said that, I also wish we'd started our research earlier. We could have come to our own conclusions sooner, and that way Dexter wouldn't have had to go through all this trauma."